I'm Akita.
You're Akita, and what are we doing here today?
We are tasting unusual flavors of ice cream.
Ice cream has gone experimental. It's part of the trend of everything artisanal. And for adults, it's great. We love subtle desserts with not-so-sweet flavors like Spanish saffron. But a joke by a stand-up comedian got us thinking. In one of her bits, Ophira Eisenberg claims that you know you're in an artisan ice cream shop because the children are crying. I'm Gina Kaufman, and for today's ice cream show on KCUR's Central Standard, we put her theory to the test. We took a team of ice cream experts between the ages of 2 and 10 to try some of the more unusual flavors at Glacé, just south of the plaza.
Does everybody have a spoon?
Yes.
This one is Earl Grey tea and apricot.
Earl Grey tea. Apricot.
Oberon tea and apricot.
Earl Grey tea.
I can definitely taste the Earl Grey tea.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
You're nodding no.
Lemongrass ginger. It tastes weird. Spicy.
This is a spicy one. Who likes spicy food?
I do. I do.
Do you guys like spicy food?
No.
I do.
I like it. It's very good. This is like... I don't know what it tastes like.
Blueberry chocolate.
Does it taste like chocolate?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I just kind of like it. It tastes like wheat.
It tastes like wheat? Did you like it?
No.
Lavender lemon.
Lavender lemon. Kind
of has like a weird earthy flavor, kind of like nuts.
Do you like it?
50-50.
It tastes like ice cream. Apple.
I don't like lemons.
Good. You like it?
It's flavor.
This one is salted pretzel.
Tastes like a pretzel.
Margot, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate and vanilla.
Margot is in luck. Glacé does serve chocolate and vanilla, along with some of the more exciting flavors probably intended for grown-ups. But still, no one cried. So there you have it, another myth debunked here on KCUR's Central Standard. Thanks to Akita, Margot, Miles, Sloan, Rosie, and Callie, the young experts you just heard. Our regular food critics will weigh in on innovative ice creams like these in just a minute. But what if you want to concoct a tasty frozen treat in your own kitchen? Rachel Chordash makes her ice cream at home, but she doesn't use an ice cream maker or milk or cream, not even sugar, just bananas. She started making this version of ice cream with her 1 and 3-year-old boys, Nicholas and Adam. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope has the scoop.
Maybe I started making this because I had too many bananas in the freezer.
Yeah.
And also because it's on that show, Daniel Tiger. They call it Banana Swirl.
I need to know a little more about Daniel Tiger. I'm not familiar with him, but
right.
Seems like an important part of this.
I think he definitely popularized it with the 2 and 3-year-old set. Did you watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood when you were a kid? Okay. So Mr. Rogers is no longer with us.
R.I.P.
But all of his characters live on in an animated series called Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Daniel Tiger, he was originally, I don't know if you remember him, he lived in a clock.
That's, oh my God.
Yes. Okay.
I did not put that together.
Right?
Okay, that's crazy. Okay.
He lived in a clock. And so now he's the central character of the little show. And they have a couple of episodes devoted to you should try different things that are new to you because you might like it. And in one of those episodes, there's a little boy at the end and he made banana ice cream and he called it Banana Swirl. And my older son just would not let it go. He wanted to make the banana. He wanted to eat the same ice cream that Daniel Tiger eats. So, you know, we had to get in the kitchen and start making it.
Well, let's make it.
Okay, we're going to make ice cream out of bananas. It's pretty simple. And most people have some bananas that have gone a little too far in their house. So this is a great thing to do with them.
So they have to be ripe.
The green bananas are starchier, so your ice cream is going to be a lot sweeter the farther you let them go. The first step is we have these bananas that look like leopards here. Do I have a helper who wants to help me chop up bananas?
Not me.
Not you? Okay.
Oh, no!
So you can leave them whole. They'll just take a little longer, or chop them up, and then we'll just stash them in the freezer for an hour or so, and they'll be ready to go. So I have frozen bananas. You want to just take them and throw them in. I've got a food processor, but it does work in like a fancy blender. You know, if somebody has a Vitamix or something like that, that works. All right. And then usually you get a helper to push the button. Do I have a helper? You're here. All right. You want to push the button? All right. Nope. Turn it. The beginning stage, it really looks just like little banana rocks.
Would you eat some? Look very good right now.
I want it to be smushy.
You want it to be smushy? Okay. I think we should scrape down the sides to make sure that it doesn't all stick. It's starting to turn into ice cream. Okay, do you want to be the one who adds vanilla, or should I?
Me.
I should.
That's not a lot.
You think it needs more?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, wait. Put the lid on. Go ahead. Almost ready? You think it's done? What does it look like now? What do you think?
Banana.
It looks like ice cream.
It does look like ice cream. Yeah, it's surprisingly ice cream-like.
So I wonder what it is. I mean, the fibers of a banana, do you think they make this make sense?
Yeah, it has a lot of creaminess. I mean, there's not very many fruits that will do that. Banana does have a certain kind of starch that a lot of fruits don't have that I think gives you this texture that's the mouthfeel. You can actually do the same thing with avocado. Now, I have to tell you, to me, it's really guacamole ice cream, so it's a little weird. I'll stick with the banana, I think.
To learn more about what you can add to your banana ice cream at home, visit kcur.org/centralstandard. And in case you want some of Rachel's adult banana ice cream riffs, you'll find those too. I'm Gina Kaufman, and I love ice cream, like, a lot. I love it a lot. So today's food show on KCUR's Central Standard is an exciting one for me. We're talking about ice cream, and I am taking notes. Our critics this morning are the Pitch's Charles Ferruza, Jenny Vergara of Feast Magazine, and Mary Block, who blogs about food at Around the Block. Hi, Charles.
Hey.
Jenny, welcome back.
Good morning.
And Mary, nice to see you.
Hi, Gina.
So ice cream and friends. Friends of ice cream, I would say, include custard, gelato, and frozen yogurt, also sorbet or sherbet. And yes, that's how it's pronounced. I looked it up. It sounds really weird, but there you have it. Jenny, can you quickly define our terms for us?
Are you sure about sherbet?
I am sure.
I've never heard of sherbet.
You know, I think I spent half my life calling it sherbert.
Me too.
And it is sherbet.
Ugh. All right. So let's talk about the differences, though, because I did that research, obviously, in preparation for the show. So ice cream is milk and cream, and it's all about the fat content in all of these various types. Frozen custard is milk and cream as well, but it has the addition of egg yolk, so that gives it that little bit of richness. And then gelato, ironically enough, you think gelato sometimes is more indulgent, more fatty. It actually is just made with milk, so it has no cream in it whatsoever. And that's so that the highlight of the fruit, basically the flavors that are mixed in, really shine. And then finally, there's frozen yogurt, which is just the addition of, obviously, yogurt cultures as they're making it with milk. So has that little bit of tang in it. But
well, when it comes to straight up ice cream, there are two places that all three of you recommended that all three of you are loving. And it's rare that even one place is recommended by all three of you. So this is saying something. Those places are Glacé, the brainchild of chocolatier Christopher Elbow, and Betty Ray's Ice Cream, a new spot in Waldo. Let's start with Glacé. Mary, would you like to kick us off on this one?
I would be happy to. Ice cream is my favorite food group. So Glacé has among the most interesting flavors in town. And I love it, especially in the summer when they incorporate basil and lime and cilantro, jalapenos. You do get that freshness. If you go the chocolate route, Gina, I can eat a lot of ice cream. I mean, I've been known to sit down and eat a pint or quart or whatever. It's hard to get through a scoop of chocolate.
Why is that?
It's just really, really dense and rich, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Charles, what do you like at Glacé?
Well, I tend to, I like the sorbets they have there because I'm trying on, you know, unbelievably to lose weight. And I think it's the most incredible collection of flavors you can find in Kansas City. I mean, they're really interesting and really creative.
Is there one that just stands out to you?
Well, ask me that tomorrow when I actually go in. Yeah.
Yeah, because the flavors do change. Jenny, what do you have to say about glacé?
You know, so one of the things that I'll tell you, and this kind of tags off of Mary's comment about the chocolate ice cream at glacé, is the fact that Christopher has a real commitment to working with local purveyors and local companies to kind of do ice cream flavors that are riffs on Boulevard Beer and Roastery Coffee and Jude's Rum Cake. And in this case, the chocolate ice cream he makes is with his own chocolate that he uses at his chocolate shop. So makes a lot of sense.
Jenny, can I ask, I've never had any of the liquor-flavored ice creams or the rum cake ice cream at Glacé. Is there alcohol in that?
I'm sure it starts out that way, but I don't know if they actually cook it, you know, through the kind of the making process, if it's cooked off or not. So I don't really know the answer to that.
Because, you know, as a kid, I used to love daiquiri ice cream at that national chain. And I truly believed that it had liquor in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that remains an unknown, technically, but so Glacé, a lot of fans of Glacé in this room. That's south of the plaza. And what about Betty Ray's? That place is new. Jenny, start us off.
Yeah, so Darling Place in Waldo. The guy that started it with his wife basically used to work for Jenny's Ice Cream, which is really like an all-natural, lovely, interesting flavors.
Where is it?
Where's the shop? Where's the ice cream shop?
Jenny's.
Oh, Jenny's. Jenny's is actually, they just opened one in St. Louis, so that's probably the closest location.
But it's
Columbus.
From Ohio.
Yeah, from Ohio.
But Betty Ray's.
Yeah, so Betty Ray's basically is really interesting flavors. I don't find their ice cream too sweet, which I kind of enjoy. It's more creamy. But they have some really interesting flavors like cantaloupe and jasmine green tea. Right now, I've got on my list to get in there and try the King, which is kind of a peanut butter and banana flavored ice cream, which just sounds delicious to me.
And they make their own cones, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They make their own waffle cones. And the place smells amazing. You walk in and it's just like this huge aroma of, you know, vanilla cake batter in the air. It's just delicious.
I love those cones. Mm-hmm. And they're very soft and chewy. It's not like a crisp, typical cone. And when I was in there last week, I tried their coffee ice cream, which is made with Thalmias coffee from that coffee shop. Very intense. So don't eat it at 7 o'clock at night if you have a caffeine.
That's some morning ice cream.
Exactly.
I just like the fact that it's a little neighborhood ice cream shop where they make their own ice creams, which, you know, that's very rare anymore. And it's very friendly, and the owner has a lot of imagination. He really does.
It's great for kiddos, too. It's in the perfect neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we also had, that's Betty Ray's ice cream in Waldo. We also had multiple votes for Murray's in Westport. Charles and Mary, talk to me about Murray's.
Well, it's iconic.
It is.
And I love the fact that for the first time, I think, in over 30 years, they are now accepting credit cards, you know, which used to never be possible.
Tell me about the ice cream.
Well, you can't beat it. It was probably the first homemade ice cream shop that I can think of. It's been around forever.
At least 30 years.
Yeah. Huh? And I love all the ones that have any of the chocolate chips in them, like the Ultimate Mint and the chocolate chip. And it's right in that horseshoe in Westport, and people sit outside. And that's a family-owned shop.
Murray is a character.
Murray's a wonderful character. I think she's and I love the fact that she closes for the winter.
Yes, I was going to say it's like gone fishing. It's winter, I'm closing up.
Yep.
So that's a strong recommendation for Murray's ice cream in Westport. I'm Gina Kaufman. Excuse me. And this ice cream social with our food critics will pick right back up in a minute with some under the radar picks for the perennial frozen favorite. Welcome back. I'm Gina Kaufman, and today's Central Standard on KCUR is like a four-course meal where every course is ice cream. Our food critics are here telling us the best places in town. We've heard about some classics like Murray's and some newer favorites like Glacé and Betty Ray's. Let's hear what else our critics have in store. They are Charles Ferruzza, Jenny Vergara, and Mary Block. Hi again, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's enjoy a little gelato. Charles, tell me about Pechugo.
Pechugo. It's in Park Place, so I don't get out there all that often. But I think gelato
in
is
Park
one
Place,
of,
that's out in Overland
in
Park, Leawood.
Leawood, I think.
They
yeah.
also have a stand in Oak Park Mall.
Well, I can promise you I won't mm-hmm. be going there. But I do think that place is great. They've got wonderful flavors, and gelato is such a pretty looking ice cream. And unlike a lot of, you know, cases where they look kind of sloppy and messy, this is a beautiful, beautiful gelato. It's a beautiful display. And for some reason, I think I could handle gelato in my infirm age better than anything else. And it's so smooth and creamy. And, you know, I don't walk out in Park Place thinking I'm in Italy, but, you know, close enough.
So Pechugo in Park Place in
yes.
Leawood,
yeah.
that's a favorite
beautiful
of
flavors.
Yours.
Yeah, beautiful flavors.
Any examples of those flavors?
Well, I knew you would ask that. I tend to be boring and get anything with chocolate in it. You know?
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, Jenny, how about Aunt Jean's gelato? I've never been there, but I feel like I might need to know about it.
Well, I discovered Aunt Jean's over off of Johnson Drive because it's next to Splash Cove, which was one of my son's favorite kind of summertime pool splashing around public parks to go to. And we would go often next door and get ice cream afterwards from Aunt Jean's. But I like Aunt Jean's because it's tiny. It's obviously locally owned. But the owners in there have a real sense of humor. So they're doing delicious traditional ice cream flavors, but they're also doing really weird, funky ones like beet flavored and dill pickle. And so
dill pickle.
So
dill pickle gelato.
Yeah.
What's it taste like?
Yeah. Dill pickles, like creamy, you know, creamy, like a creamsicle dill pickle. And, you know,
perfect for a pregnant woman.
I was going to say, you know, it's one of those where dill pickle chips are everywhere. So it's kind of one of those hot flavors. But they also have a celebration cake flavor, which my son became addicted to, which literally, I believe, has cake batter in it, or it tastes like it. It's very dense, but it's sweet and it tastes like a birthday cake. And so we loved that. We loved going there.
Where is Aunt Jean's gelato again?
It's right off of Johnson Drive. And I don't know exactly the cross street, but you'll go through kind of the little main street of kind of downtown Johnson Drive. And it's just past that. It's right next door to a Mexican restaurant. And then Splash Cove is on the other side. So,
and Jenny, while we're on the topic of friends of ice cream, we were just talking about gelato. How about Foo's Fabulous Frozen Custard?
Well, Foo's is another one that's just a Kansas City tradition almost. I mean, they started out with their original location in Brookside. Now they have their second location out in Leawood, which has lunch and coffee as well. But, you know, the thing about Foo's, they had back in the day, they had a flavor that I was crazy about and couldn't find anywhere else, and it was brown bread. And it was kind of a tan-colored ice cream that had hunks of, like, rye bread or a really dense wheat bread. It was like a nutty, I can't explain it, but something about that was so delicious and sweet and creamy. And they've completely stopped making it now. In fact, I looked at their menu recently and was in there with my son. But, you know, all the flavors now have turned to the candy bar, you know, the Reese's peanut butter cups and the mix-ins with the candies that all the kids like. So
maybe you were the only one that ever ordered it.
I was the only one probably that kept them in the brown bread ice cream business. But
brown bread, maybe it was a name thing, like with a different name, perhaps it might have gotten ordered
more. I don't know. You know, I found it in Topeka years ago as well. So that there were kind of two places where I could find it, but I'd never had it before, never heard of it, but I loved it. I grew to love it.
Well, so that is Foo's Fabulous Frozen Custard in Brookside, mm-hmm. and with another location now, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Mary, what about, we're going to get back to good old-fashioned ice cream now. You've got a place on your list called Silas and Maddie's?
Yes. It's in Lawrence and Olathe, and the ice cream, it reminds me of Häagen-Dazs or Ben & Jerry's. It's that ilk, and kind of the same sort of flavors, but just really good, solid, old-fashioned ice cream. And Miami Ice on West 39th Street also carries Silas and Maddie. So I don't have to drive all the way to Lawrence to get my cappuccino chocolate chip.
Cappuccino chocolate chip, that's your flavor?
That is my flavor.
And Mary, you were saying before that you like coffee-flavored ice cream, but not coffee.
Yes, because the coffee ice cream has sugar and milk and cream in it. So
that does go a long way. So that's Silas and Maddie's is the ice cream you're recommending. And you mentioned Miami Ice. Jenny, that's on your list. Tell me about it. I do love the name.
Yeah, it's in my hood. And what I love there, I mean, they do have the Silas and Maddie flavors, which are great. And they're known for their kind of their shaved ices with the different flavorings that you can get on them. But what we get when we go there is the soft serve. And it's really hard to find places that do kind of soft serve. But this is soft serve custard, and they have vanilla and chocolate. And the other interesting thing that they do there, which at the bottom of their slushies or their ices, the flavored ices that they do, they put a little bit of the custard in the bottom of the cup. So it's almost like this kind of creamy surprise once you get to the bottom. But I love their soft serve. Yeah.
And they're over on 39th Street, right?
They are right off of 39th Street. You can't miss them. Pink and blue and white. Crisp building there on the corner. So,
man, this is my kind of food show. I'm Gina Kaufman, and KCUR's Central Standard is going to take one last break. Are you ready for your last helping of ice cream this morning? I'm Gina Kaufman, here with the food critics Charles Frouza, Mary Block, and Jenny Vergara. We've already gotten some great recommendations for awesome and unusual ice creams, and we're going to get a few more. Charles and Mary, you've both recommended Poppy's ice cream in Lee's Summit. What do you like about it?
I like it because it's homemade. They've got some great... I love the coconut ice cream there. It is
I love
delicious.
Coconut ice cream.
Yeah.
Love it.
And they make a lot of ice creams for different restaurants around town. And you could always... there's a high quality to it. You could always taste a Poppy's ice cream.
And I love... It's in the old part of Lee's Summit. It just feels like small town America next to the train station. I love their toffee coffee ice cream.
It's delicious.
And they also have an ice cream truck that they take out and you can order their ice cream off the truck.
Does it go all over town, or does it stay mostly in Lee's Summit?
I'm not sure about that.
I think they just do events.
Poppy's ice cream in Lee's Summit has great coconut and toffee coffee flavored. It's in a small town, and it's an old-fashioned ice cream shop. Mary, for people who have aspirations of healthfulness in their ice cream selections, you go to Melly's in Corinth?
Yes. When my kids were little and I really didn't want them eating a lot of ice cream, we went there because they have Columbo frozen yogurt. And before frozen yogurt was a thing, it was hard to find good yogurt that just didn't have that bitter, that aftertaste. And in New York City, there was Columbo ice cream. And I remember my husband was on a trip there once, had Columbo. He said, "Now this is really good." Then we found it at Millie's. Soon after. They've been open more than 25 years. Their ice creams are not homemade, but they've got a wonderful array of frozen yogurt, not necessarily typical ones. Like, it's hard to find peppermint frozen yogurt. And they have a huge freezer case, so you can take quarts home. It's really good.
So that's Melly's in Corinth. You know, Mary just mentioned that frozen yogurt was kind of a new trend, I'd say in the 80s. Are there any, what are the new trends in the world of ice cream? Is it the savory flavors that we were just talking about?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of fine dining restaurants right now that are starting to serve, you know, a perfect quenelle on a plate, even with an entree that is more of a savory, like a black truffle ice cream or a scoop of, you know, something that's super savory. Even garlic, I've had garlic ice cream on, you know.
It's actually quite good.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
What's the weirdest flavor you guys have tried? I'm going to start with you, Charles.
Well, of course, I fell madly in love with ice cream as a recovering smoker. I was at the American restaurant, and Michael Corvino, or his pastry chef, one or the other, had created a tobacco ice cream, which, you know.
Sounds like a joke.
Well,
you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it sounds like someone's joking about how far the experimentation has gone. But how was it?
It was, you know what? It actually evoked... not a burning cigarette, but certainly the flavor of tobacco, that kind of, there was a tartness to it and a bite, and it was not unpleasant. It wasn't necessarily a sweet ice cream. I think it would be listed under the category of savory, but, you know, it was quite good with whatever I had it with. I was, of course, most interested in that ice cream. It was weird, but good.
What about you, Mary?
Well, I don't know if it's the strangest one I can think of, but it was the most memorable, and it's maybe more savory. But at Lydia's, the pastry chef made a tomato ice cream with fried basil on top.
That sounds delicious.
And it was not an intermezzo. It was the dessert, and it was really, really a great way to finish the meal.
What a great summer dessert.
It was.
Yeah, now that you mention it, tomato does have a sweetness to it.
It does.
It's a fruit.
Yep.
Yep.
Jenny, what about you? You've mentioned dill pickle ice cream. I'm guessing that is the weirdest, because if you can top that, I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, I actually, so there's another one I'll mention, but yeah, so the beet and the dill pickle probably are right up there. But I've also had at Pechugo, which I thought was really interesting because Charles had mentioned it earlier and it made me think of it, a dark chocolate and jalapeno ice cream, which kind of sounds crazy, but it's along the lines of chocolate and like a red pepper, you know, some sort of pepper flavor to it. And I took a couple bites and it just, the heat started to really build up. It had a lot of punch to it, but the bitterness of the chocolate really kind of offset it. It was very interesting. I enjoyed it.
I find that when you have the spicy
element
with the ice cream, it's kind of like having a spicy margarita. It's just not very refreshing. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
Well, and I've played with a lot of strange flavors at home. I got an ice cream maker a couple years ago, and so I started making curry-flavored ice cream, which was really fun, like to start to play with some Indian spices and some of that. So it can be really fun. Get out your ice maker or your ice cream maker and explore.
But with something, okay, I'm interested in the heat in ice cream because ice cream is by its nature cold. And so I've tried these things. I think they're, flavor-wise, I think they're great, but can you explain, like, sort of the sensation that you get when you eat these cold ice creams with something with heat in it, like jalapeno?
To me, it's the tingle. You know, it's like if you eat a jalapeno, there's a tingle in the back of your throat almost. And, you know, part of it is maybe from the ice cream itself, you know, the frozen aspect of eating ice cream that creates kind of the sensation of this tingle. But it's not like a hot heat, like your mouth is on fire, because clearly your mouth is cold from eating the ice cream. But there's a definite tingle, and then there's that peppery flavor that comes out very, very clearly when you eat something that has this kind of pepper aspect to it. It's not heat that you're tasting. It's more of the pepper itself, the capsaicin, if you will, that's in the pepper.
Well, Jenny Vergara of Feast Magazine, I love the recommendations today. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mary Block of Around the Block, thank you so much.
Always happy to be here, Gina.
Charles Ferruzza, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you, Gina.
You can get our official list of the best ice cream joints in town at kcur.org later today. And think about signing up for the Central Standard podcast, too. That's kcur.org/Central Standard, where you can get all of our content. For Monday's show, Jane Austen is our muse. Tune in for that Monday at 10. KCUR's Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton, Sylvia Maria Gross, and Jen Chen, with lots of help from interns Glenn Frizzell and Coy Duggar. Our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs. I'm Gina Kaufman, and our support comes from you.